I think it's very insightful of Alice to have pointed out the role that the colonies played, not just as we saw last week with our Wallerstein's reading, that I believe it was last week, that the colonies played the part of fueling, funding, in many ways, the quote unquote economic development of Europe. Well, Alice is pointing out another boon the colonies served for the power guys is that they provided an outlet for the violence that they instilled in their young people. And look around us today at these power mad guys who eliminate anybody they want on a whim. And this is Alice's summary, quote, "I have selected the foregoing passages in order to characterize an attitude that reveals itself more or less openly, not only in fascism, but in other ideologies as well. The scorn and abuse directed at the helpless child, as well as at the suppression of vitality, creativity, and feeling in the child and in oneself, permeate so many areas of our life that we hardly notice it anymore. Almost everywhere we find the effort, marked by varying degrees of intensity and by the use of various coercive measures, to rid ourselves as quickly as possible of the child within us, i.e., the weak, helpless, dependent creature, in order to become an independent, competent adult deserving of respect." And I'm going to read that one more time because there is just so much captured in those words, and I didn't read it very clearly. "The scorn and abuse directed at the helpless child, as well as the suppression of vitality, creativity, and feeling in the child and in oneself, permeate so many areas of our life that we hardly notice it anymore. Almost everywhere we find the effort, marked by varying degrees of intensity and by the use of various coercive measures, we find the effort to rid ourselves as quickly as possible of the child within us, i.e., the weak, helpless, dependent creature, in order to become an independent, competent, adult, deserving of respect. When we encounter this creature, this dependent, weak, helpless child, who is us as a child, when we encounter this creature in our children, we persecute it with the same measures once used on ourselves. And this is what we are accustomed to call child rearing. In the following pages, I shall apply the term poisonous pedagogy to this very complex endeavor. It will be clear from the context in question which of its many facets I am emphasizing at the moment. The specific facets can be derived directly from the preceding quotations from child-rearing manuals. These passages teach us that, one, adults are the masters, not the servants of the dependent child. Two, they determine in godlike fashion what is right and what is wrong. Three, the child is held responsible for their anger. Four, the parents must always be shielded. Five, the child's life-affirming feelings pose a threat to the autocratic adult. Six, the child's will must be broken as soon as possible. Seven, all this must happen at a very early age, so the child won't notice and will therefore not be able to expose the adults. The methods that can be used to suppress vital spontaneity in the child are laying traps, lying, duplicity, subterfuge, manipulation, scare tactics, withdrawal of love, isolation, distrust, humiliating and disgracing the child, scorn, ridicule, and coercion, even to the point of torture. Now, if that don't describe these global state statesmen to the T, I don't know what does. And of course, they're functionaries. the children they raise in this way to obey unquestioningly, the children they have bred to perpetuate the system once they are dead. That is how it gets repeated on and on and on. And it is time for young people bred this way to start thinking, to re-engage their thought process, to read Alice Miller, and start their own healing.